Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. My favorite hour of the week begins. Today's show, craniosacral and the hypothalamus. What really gives you health? This is going to be outside the box for most of you, because most of you, first and foremost, are nutrition devotees. You look to nutrition, whether it's herbs or nutraceuticals or extracts or whatnot. You scan the radio for different opinions on how to treat your health concern with God's plants, so on and so forth. And that's your perception of what you need to do to deal with your health issue. Well, to me, over 25 years, the nutritional part is only a piece of it. And the truth is, it's an inferior piece of it. Now, I'm not knocking it. I have to be politically correct, I know. So I'm not knocking nutrition. Nutrition's a big deal. But I want to spin your perspective on why you spend the money, the time, and the energy on your nutrition, because inevitably, and I just have to do this show because I see it happen time and time and time again, that really all you're doing with nutrition is peeling your way to what we'll call your hypothalamic intelligence. What's that, you say? Well, those of you who have listened to the show before know that word, hypothalamus. I'm always harping on it, but always, 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 it's coming down to this, and I don't think we really have it in the guts of it, in the trenches of it. In other words, long before people really optimize hypothalamic function, long before they do it, they find themselves curious or upset or indignant at the fact that they've put so much time, energy, and money into nutrition, so much effort, and they still don't get what they want with their health. When, despite understanding something about that word, hypothalamic intelligence, the relationship between the hypothalamus to the cranial bones, to the dural system, to the cerebrospinal fluid, to the occiput, and to the sacrum. Yes, I know I said a mouthful. Perhaps if this is your first time listening to the show, you're drowning now already. It's just too much. That's why I want to remind you, this show asks you to study the things I say to you, because that's where the competitive edge is. That's where the rubber hits the road. You're going to really get results if you can understand what I'm trying to say to you today. And that is that this whole relationship between the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the occipital bone, the first and second cervical vertebra, the pumping mechanism it creates, the pumping mechanism down at L5 and S1 in the lower lumbar spine to the sacrum, how it will stretch the dural tissue, how it will massage the spine and move the cerebral spinal fluid is what primes the frequencies of the hypothalamus. Meaning, the hypothalamus is in bones of the skull, and those bones of the skull are supposed to pump. They're supposed to separate and move. And of course, this was disputed at one time. And of course, there isn't anything in mainstream allopathic medicine that wants to tell you that the reason your immune system isn't seeing a cancer cell and a tumor is growing or an autoimmune disease is persisting or so on and so forth, you just can't get out of your depression or your mania or whatever it is. There's nothing in mainstream American, if not universal, world medicine to tell you you're looking to the relationships I'm talking about today. So I may be repeating myself for some of you, but really this is about attaching to it on a deeper level. For those of you who are new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I am a chiropractor. I have done about a year and a half of acupuncture school. I have spent years, countless number of years, in all sorts of physical manipulations of the body, not only as a chiropractor, but in all forms of massage. I have worked relentlessly in chiropractic nutrition, we'll call it, over the last 20, 25 years to see what health is about. I've taught over the last 20 years, relentlessly. I've had my hands on thousands and thousands of people. And I always and am never afraid to get my elbows dirty when it's necessary. And inevitably, what I come down to, amidst all the effort, time, money people put into nutrition, is, do you really understand what it is to open the hypothalamus? Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc, Straight Talk, that's with two T's, all lowercase. Let's start. I want you to look at some of the pictures today, if you can, if you're not, if you're driving, if you're new, if you're whatever, if you're gardening, if you're washing the dishes, I'll try to describe it. First of all, if you take your finger and you put it between your eyebrows, dead center, what some call the third eye point, what classically in conventional anatomy is called the glabella. Again, this is your finger on your forehead at the level of the eyebrows, just dead center. And you go back a couple of inches, you're going to hit the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. They are glands. They are sections of the brain. Look at picture number one. Netter does an incredible job of laying out what in Eastern medicine we'll call the crown chakra. Again, put your finger on your forehead at the level of the eyebrow, about 2 inches or so back. It's going to vary skull to skull. And you're going to be in a place in your brain that really runs the show. It runs the show. It tells your immune system. It directs all your chemistry. It makes you think the way you think and feel the way you feel. It is the master gland. It is none other than the hypothalamus gland, hypothalamus. When you say testosterone, when you say estrogen, when you say adrenaline, when you say cortisol, when you say aldosterone, when you say thyroid, when you say T4, when you say growth hormone, you're saying hypothalamus. When you say I have hot flashes, it must be hormonal. When you say I don't get my erections like I did 20 years ago, when you say my muscles don't grow big and strong even though I lift weights, you're saying and talking hypothalamus. And that's for openers. Now, what I want to bring to you today, and those of you that can, if you would get to picture number 9, is that both fibers of the autonomic nervous system. So again, the autonomic nervous system, that electrical wiring that runs your organ systems and your glands. Those nerves that look like angel hair pasta in a fishnet fashion throughout your body, telling your organs what to do, telling your glands what to do, have two divisions. One is the get to work division, and the other words is rest and go to sleep division. So those two types of nerve fibers under the name autonomic nervous system, not automatic, autonomic nervous system, either speed up the organ or shut it down, slow it up so it can rest and repair. So we say if you're sitting at your desk and the building shakes and you know there's an earthquake and you've got to shoot out into the middle of the street to save yourself, your heart's beating faster and your muscles are working better because your sympathetic or speed up nervous system has activated. When you relax behind the fact that it was just a little quake, it was just a little tremor, it wasn't the big one, everything's okay, life's back to normal, the sympathetic shuts off and the parasympathetic kicks in and your body rests. So that's what life is, right? You go from speed up to slow down, speed up to slow down. Hopefully you're speeding up when you're supposed to and you're slowing down when you're supposed to slow down, right? Hopefully that's the way it goes. Now, the point. Those fibers going from the organ to the hypothalamus and from the hypothalamus back to the organ means the hypothalamus is the master switch. It controls the balance of that nervous system, and it's got to get really good at that. The hypothalamus has to be happy for your autonomic nervous system to be happy. The hypothalamus has to vibrate. It has to get its massage. It has to get its persuasive. It has to get its vacation in the Bahamas for it to optimize in daily function. If the core of your brain, if the master switch, if the master cylinder, if the crown chakra, if whatever you want to call it, doesn't have an environment that nourishes it, it doesn't perform optimally, and then neither do you. Hey, you jaw clenchers out there, people who clench your mouth, you're hurting your hypothalamus. People whose bites are asymmetrical, people who have had bad head trauma, people who have sacral fixations. I'm going to go on and on and on today. There's a lot of ways to shut down that hypothalamic intelligence. All right, so we're introducing a lot here. First, we're saying the hypothalamus runs the entire neuroendocrine system. We're saying that the hypothalamus is the reason your immune system and a whole list of other things work the way they're supposed to work. We're saying that the hypothalamus balances the relationship between speed it up, sympathetic, and slow it down, parasympathetic. And we're saying that there's lots of situations where that hypothalamus is not optimized. Clenching the jaw is one big one. And I just want to throw in there, when you go and you have your dentists make the night guards, and you know, there is just so much out there now about dentists fixing the issue with clenching and grinding. Let me tell you something. They're fixing the issue with grinding, and they should, because that'll destroy your teeth. They're not fixing too much with clenching. The closest thing that dentists advertising all over the place got to resolving the clench issue was the NTI, and that's, from my experience, a 50-50, 60-40 bet. Lots of times it doesn't work. Just a side note. But the point is, from clenching the jaw to different forms of head trauma to different forms of sacral fixations, and I'm going to expand on that list later, the bony encasement of the hypothalamus gland doesn't move the way it's supposed to move. So the hypothalamus doesn't get massaged the way it's supposed to get massaged, and it gets stupid. That's bad. You can play around with your nutrition all you want. You can spend all the money you want on things to stimulate the immune system, things to sedate the nervous system, things to sedate the immune system, to speed up the immune system, so on. It's optimize organ function. If the central junction box isn't working, you will not get your results. We don't have people who are chronically ill because we have any deficit of herbs out there, or because we have any deficit of people who are fairly knowledgeable enough to use the herbs. What we have is a deficit of people who understand that if you don't combine what I'm talking about with the detoxifications and the nutrifications and so on and so forth, you never get what you're supposed to get. I will go on record saying that I am enormously passionate about the statement I'm making, and I think right now we're missing by a home run. We're missing this point by a mile. Even if we know how to throw around the words, hypothalamus, pituitary, dural system, cerebral, spinal fluid, fixations of the sacrum, blockages up at the occiput, and C1, C2, I'm talking now to the doctors in part. To really work with it, that's a different story. We're not working with it optimally. So I'm going to throw it out and emphasize it. And it's a ray of hope to you, because what you've done is put most of your money